Jack Rabbit FM cares. Good morning,
Angels. So, good morning, Angels. This morning, quite an extraordinary one. Het is redelijk uitzonderlijk, omdat ons te doen met dieren, specifiek leeuws, and specifically two gorgeous lion cubs that started their life off in most horrendous conditions, to the point where they are basically at this point in time disabled anyway. But fortunately, they are in good care now. They're in the hands of Dr. Peter that you met on the show this morning. And the NSPCA, whilst they confiscated those two cubs, are now proceeding with a court case against this farm in Lichtenburg, so-called lion farm. There are about 400 lion farms across South Africa, and not all of them. Some of them, a lot of them, however you want to put it, are guilty of breeding these lions, often in horrible conditions, so that someone can come in and pay money and shoot them, basically. And we didn't know, a lot of people didn't know, that they're part of the problem when they go to these lion farms that they have lions for research purposes or conservation. And then you pay, and then you pet the lion, and you walk with the lions. They didn't know they're part of this vicious cycle. These lions basically end up being hunted, canned hunted, within a big enclosure, basically. And by that time, they're so used to human interaction, they don't even run away. I don't know how that can make you feel good about yourself. But anyway, that's a conversation for another day. Bottom line is the NSPCA needs money to confiscate more of these animals and save their lives, and also prosecute more criminals that are guilty of animal abuse. So thanks for your feedback. I really appreciate it. Always good to hear from you.
Môre Morten en span. Ek wil net vir julle sê dankie vir julle great wonderlike werk wat julle doen, en julle is tops. Alipati van Leidenburg af.
Goeiemôre Morten. Weet jy, ek huil gewoonlik permanent met jou Good Morning Angels. Ek huil nou ook, en ek is siek tot in. Ek weet nie hoe ver diep daai siekte kan gaan versukkel. Weet jy, ek is nou nie lelik nie. Mense moet my vergewe as ek dit sê. Maar mense wat so iets doen, hulle moet in 'n hok met leeuws gegooi word, is hoe ek voel.
Trust me, that's not going to end well for them. So the bottom line is, you need to appreciate these animals. There are beautiful documentaries being made. Is there such a thing as a reputable game farm where you can drive around and view them, and it's all good?
Absolutely.
If you want to get close to them, you should never touch a lion.
Never touch a lion.
You should never touch a tiger. You should never ride an elephant.
Absolutely. People claim that there's educational value to these interactions,
no.
And there is no educational value.
I've never been on the back of an elephant, and I appreciate them. I don't want
Absolutely.
To. I don't want to hunt them. I don't want to abuse them.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Absolutely.
I'm fine. I can appreciate this nonsense about you have to touch an animal to appreciate it.
Mm-mm. No, it's not true.
And really, South Africa has beautiful parks that you can visit in their natural habitat, within natural ecosystems, yes.
And it's beautiful, and you can see them there in the bushveld where they belong. It's majestic. Sometimes you're lucky enough to see them hunt and do what they do. That's amazing. That's fine.
That's educational.
That's education and conservation. So far this morning, if you just tuned in, our first angel was Wynand Beerkus from We Buy Cars. They came forward and donated 50,000 rand. They also got to name the little lion cub. They named him Carlos. Also a conversation for another day. And we're saying the little lioness, so gorgeous. She's definitely the more calm of the two, Dr. Peter. She's definitely slightly calmer than the little lion, but also still needs a lot of help.
Yes, she's the gentle one. And yeah, she's still mildly paralyzed in her hind limbs, but she's responding very well. And she's an amazing little personality, and the two have totally different personalities in hospital.
So I'm saying already this morning, 100,000 rand towards the NSPCA to fight this. If you want to come forward as a company and donate the next 50,000 rand, you get to name the little lioness as well, which is amazing. Guess who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
You will not believe who's on the line.
Who's
an old friend to the show. Bonnie Cooper from Roman's Pizza.
Yay!
Bonnie. Is everybody... Hello. Is your staff that excited to hear from you every day as I am when I hear your name?
Well, I should hope so. That's life.
All right, Bonnie. We know and love you from amazing work that you've done with Good Morning Angels, the festive edition. Have you been listening to the story this morning?
I have. It's heartbreaking. I have. I've been in tears already this morning.
Mm. That's heartbreaking. Do you want to be an angel?
I'd love to be an angel. Well, Roman Spitzer would love to be an angel.
How?
Well, we'd like to give you 50,000 rand and match by cars.
Yay! Yay! Woo!
We buy cars and Roman's Pizza Angels this morning. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Bonnie. Thank you, Roman's
you
Pizza.
You are very welcome.
Now, We Buy Cars named the male lion Carlos. What would you like to name the little lioness?
We would like to name the little lioness Ivana. And it means brave fighter.
Oh, I love that.
That's love, love, love that name.
You see, We Buy Cars? No. So there you go. Bonnie, thank you so much for that. Ivana. Much appreciated.
It's a big pleasure. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
For all the good work that you do. We really appreciate it.
Always good to hear from you. Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you. Lucky day. Bye.
From Roman's Pizza there. So 150,000 Rand this morning is a good start.
It's an amazing start. We are so humbled, absolutely humbled by this.
Okay, so how else can we help? If people want to get in touch, they can go and push the donate button on jacarandafm.com, and we'll also put a link up, Diane.
Yes.
Of the SPCA's.
Yes, you can just go on jacarandafm.com, click on Breakfast with Martin Bester, the Good Morning Angels, and there you will find the NSPCA's link. And on their page, you can also donate directly to the NSPCA.
Thanks, Meg, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We will support you till the end of days, and I hope that your squad of three can also grow
if
this fundraiser blows up.
Absolutely.
That you can have more people that can go and confiscate abused animals and help them and place them in the amazing care of this amazing man, Dr. Peter, and stop this abuse from happening. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you so much.
We do appreciate it. And I know that you've done a lot of this, Dr. Peter, out of your own pocket.
Yes, I have. Most of it is out of my own pocket, yes.
Are you happy with the names?
I'm happy with the names because I think it's very significant from the support we're getting.
Mm.
Watch the video. We took the camera crew out to these two little lion cubs. Yes, it's heartbreaking, but you need to see it. And as you can tell, always on Good Morning Angels, there's hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel. So far, 150K. I'm going to leave it at that for now on air. But please go and chat to your CFO, go chat to your CEO, chat to your company, the marketing director, or maybe it's you. Make another donation if you can. It'll be appreciated on jacarandafm.com.
Martin, jy en jou span, ek wil net sê julle is ongelooflike mense. Jo, ek huil nou so maar, ek is so trots en so bly mense help nog.